In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if a particular bundle is situated in a field in a very significant place, or if there's something unique about that bundle, so since later on you're certainly going to remember it, if you momentarily forget it, we do not consider that a proper forgetting, and therefore it is not considered shikha. And in our Mishnah, we're going to see a couple more examples of that. For example, Rosh Hashiros, the ends of the rows. So if you imagine that you've got a long field, and there's one row in the field, and you forget the first one in the row, or the last bundle in the row, the halacha is that those things are not shikha, and this is learned from Psukim. The reason why the first one in the row is not considered shikha is because the Torah says, when you harvest and forget a bundle, then it's shikha, which implies that only once you've begun the harvest, the bundles from that point on would be shikha, but not the bundles before you even start the harvest. So since you only started from the second row, only bundles from that point onwards could be shikha. Now the reason why the last one in the row can't be shikha is because the Torah says, with regards to shikha bundles, that l'shoshuv l'kachtoi, you can't go back to collect them. Now the last one in the row, it's not considered going back, you haven't been there yet, and therefore that would not be considered shikha. Now this is only true if there's just one row in the entire field. If there are lots of rows in the field, then for example the last bundle in the first row, that is shikha, because that's not the end. You carried on harvesting all of the second row, and therefore it would be considered like you're coming back to fetch that one. So that one would be shikha, but the first one still wouldn't be shikha. Anyways, the next Mishnah will go into this specific example. Alright, the second example is Ha'omer, a bundle shekenegdo mochiach, where the bundle opposite or next to it proves that it's not shikha. And what this means is, imagine you've got a field of 10 rows which each contain 10 bundles. And you start bringing in the bundles, and you bring in all the bundles of the first row, going from north to south, and you end up forgetting, let's say, the 10th bundle. So ordinarily that should be shikha. However, in our case, it's only considered forgotten if you look at it from a north to south direction. But technically, this person can now start harvesting, can now start bringing the bundles in an east to west direction, which means that the bundle you forgot in the first row, that 10th bundle, is part of another row. And that row you haven't yet you haven't yet brought in the bundles. So therefore, this bundle is not yet considered shikha, because it is still part of a row from which the bundles have not been collected. And now we have the third example, Ha'omer shehechzik bo lehilicha el ha'ir, a bundle which you took hold of in order to bring it to the city. So you want to take it out of the field, so you lifted it up and put it down somewhere else in the field. But you intend to take it out of the field. So as soon as you lifted it up to take it out of the field, it's no longer considered a bundle of the field. And therefore shikha is not applicable to it. So in all these three cases, ushchachai, if you forget that bundle, moedim, beis shammai, and beis hillel agree, she'eino shikha, that it's not shikha, even though in the previous Mishnah beis hillel holds that that case would be shikha. In the cases of our Mishnah, it's not shikha, for the reasons which we explained earlier. Mishnah Dalad. Now the Mishnah explains the first example of our previous Mishnah. Ve'eloheinu ha'shishurais, the following come under the category of the edges of the rows, the beginning and the end, such that if you forget a bundle over there, it would not be considered shikha. Mishnah Dalad. Ve'eloheinu ha'shishurais, the following come under the category of Rosh Hashurais, the edges of the rows, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. It doesn't have to be that the first one in the row is at the edge of the field. It could be that you start harvesting in the middle of the field, and that will be considered your first row. So, Shanaim Sheis Chilu Me'emtza Ashura. If you have two workers who begin picking up the bundles from the middle of a row, so let's say again there are 10 bundles in the row, and two workers walk to the fifth bundle, they face opposite directions, and walk towards the edge of the field in opposite directions, picking up the bundles. Zepon of Latzofim, Zepon of Ladorim, this one facing the north, this one facing the south. V'shachu lifnehem, and they each forget a bundle in front of them. Meaning from the point that they start walking towards the edge of the field, one of the bundles between the middle and the end, they forget. So let's say one of them forgets bundle number 3, and one of them forgets bundle number 7. Ula achareihem, and they also forget the bundle which was behind both of them. And that case would be where the first bundle is the one which they forgot. So let's say they were standing by the fifth bundle, and this one started picking up the sixth one, and the other guy started picking up the fourth one. But no one picked up the fifth one, they forgot that one. Says the Mishnah, Eshlifneim Shikha, the one which is in front of them, i.e. bundle number 7 and bundle number 3, that would be considered Shikha, because they're walking normally and they forgot that bundle. But Ve'eshelachareihem, the one which was behind both of them, meaning the fifth one in our example, Eino Shikha is not considered Shikha because that comes under the category of Rosh Hashurais, the edges of the rows, because that is the beginning of the row which they started from. That's the point where they started collecting the bundles, and therefore if they forget that first one, then it is not considered Shikha. Now we go on to the second example which the previous Mishnah brought, and that was where even though a bundle was forgotten, if we view the field from the opposite direction, instead of north to south, we view it as east to west, so that row hasn't yet been collected and therefore it would not be considered shikha. And the Mishnah elaborates, Yachid Shehizchem Rosh Hashroah, if an individual, one worker this time, begins picking up the bundles from the beginning of a row, v'shochach lefonov, and he forgot a bundle at the end of that row. And I'm stressing the end of that row. Ula Achrov, and he also forgot a bundle behind him, and that just means he forgets a bundle as he's collecting, he misses one out. So the Mishnah says, Shelefonov, the one which he forgot in front of him, meaning the one at the end of that row, Eino Shikcha, is not considered Shikcha. The reason being, again, because it could be that he'll start picking up the bundles going in the opposite direction. Now, imagine if he had forgotten not the 10th one in the row, that last one, but imagine he had forgotten the 3rd bundle in the first row. In that scenario, we can't say, oh, he might start picking up the bundles in the opposite direction, and therefore he deliberately left it there, and it's not considered forgotten, because there would be no reason to change direction specifically for the 3rd row. It's only if it's at the end of the row that he might choose to change directions there. But he wouldn't do bundle number 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, etc. in the north to south direction, and then all of a sudden when it comes to the 3rd row, he'd do it in the opposite direction. That wouldn't make sense. So it's only if it's the last one in the row that he leaves there. Look, we can apply the logic that he might change direction, and therefore it is not considered shikcha. And continues the Mishnah, Shela Achrov Shikcha, the one which he forgets behind him. And in this case, that just means a normal case of shikcha, such as that 3rd bundle. That would be considered shikcha, Mimnei Shubu Bal Toshuv, because it does come under the category of Baltoshuv, which refers to the posuk which says Leisoshuv Lekachtoi, you shall not return to pick up that bundle. Zehaklol, this is the rule. Kol Shub Baltoshuv, anything which comes under the category of Baltoshuv, meaning it's considered as if you're going back to where you were. Shikcha, that is considered Shikcha, but Vishainab Baltoshuv, something which is not considered that you're going back to where you were, where you forgot it before, in a shikcha, that would not be considered shikcha. And that is basically summarizing the past couple of Mishnayos and the reasons which we explained. Mishnah Hey, as we have seen before, something which is very significant cannot become shikcha. And one application of this is that if there are lots of bundles which are forgotten, then the mere number makes them significant, such that they will not be considered shikcha. Now the question is, what is that number? So according to the first opinion of our Mishnah, which is Beis Hillel, Shnei Amorim Shikcha, if 2 bundles are forgotten, then it's still considered Shikcha. But Ushaloisha, if there are 3 ones which are forgotten, and this is talking about where they are forgotten very close by, one after the other. So there are 3 consecutive bundles which are forgotten, so they're considered significant, and therefore Inon Shikcha, they are not considered Shikcha. Similarly, Shnei Tziburi Zesim V'Charuvin, 2 piles of olives and carobs, Shikcha, that would be considered Shikcha. And this is even though they're in piles, because like we explained at the end of the previous perek, if produce is gathered into piles, but those piles are later going to be gathered into a bigger pile, so then the first small piles are just considered like halfway towards the big pile. And therefore, if any produce was forgotten at that stage, and they hadn't been made into those small piles, then it will not be considered shikcha, since those piles are not the final stage of the processing of the produce. Okay, and a shleisha, if there are 3 of them, 3 of these small piles in on shikcha, they will not be considered shikcha if they are all next to each other. Shnei hutznei pishton, 2 stalks of flax, shikcha, that is considered shikcha, or shleisha in on shikcha. If there are 3 stalks, then again, it is not shikcha. Now the truth is, this is not just for shikcha. The same applies to leket. But before we mention that, we're going to mention a type of leket which only applies to one species, and that is a vine. A grapevine. If individual grapes fall off the grapevine, that has a special name which is called peret, which is basically leket just for grapes. So shnei gagarim, if 2 individual grapes fall off, then it's considered peret, but ushleisha inan peret. If 3 fall off, then it's not considered peret anymore, rather the owner can keep them. And now we come to leket, shtei shebolim. 2 stalks leket will be leket, but again ushleisha, if there are 3 of them inan leket, then it is not considered leket. Elu k'divi Beis Hillel, that is the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'al kulon Beis Shammai min, but on all of these Beis Shammai say that it's one more. Shalosha, if there are 3 of them which are forgotten or which fall down, lo aniyim, then they go to the poor people because they are considered shikcha, or peret, or leket. V'arba, only if there are 4 which are next to each other, leval abayis, only then could the owner keep them. Now the reason for these exact numbers is explained by the Yerushalmi, and that is that according to Beis Hillel, the maximum number which can be shikcha is 2. Because the Torah says, Le'oni v'lager tazei v'esom. You should leave them for the poor person and the convert. So one for the poor person and one for the convert makes 2. However, according to Beis Shammai, it's 3 because another pasuk says, La'ger la'yosem v'la'amono yiyeh. that the gifts should be for the convert, for the orphan, and the widow. So over there, there are three people mentioned, and therefore three could still be shikcha, one for each of these three people, and it would only be if there are four that it would not be considered shikcha, peret, or leket. And by the way, Beis Hillel reject Beis Shammai's proof, because according to Beis Hillel, an orphan and a widow comes under the same category of a poor person. That's a common case given for a poor person, and therefore even that pasuk is really giving two different people, a convert and a poor person, and therefore only if there are two would it be shikcha, but if there are three, it would not be considered shikcha, according to Beis Hillel. Mishnah Vov, despite the numbers given in the previous Mishnah, we're now going to see a case where even if there's just one bundle, and only that is forgotten, it will still not be considered shikcha. Ha'omer sheyesh bo sa'asayim, a bundle which contains two sa'ah of wheat. That's 12 kav, that's a large amount. Ushchocha, and you forget that bundle, says the Mishnah, eino shikcha, it is not considered shikcha. And the reason for this is because the Torah says, what is shikcha? It's when uvishachachta omer, when you forget a bundle. But such a big bundle of produce is no longer really considered a bundle, it's considered a big stack of grain, or whatever produce it will be. It is now what is called a godish, a stack, as opposed to a bundle. And for that reason, shikcha would not apply to it. Another reason is because the pasuk says, le'soshev lekachtoi, you shouldn't go back to take it, to take the shikcha, which implies that it's something which can be taken easily just by one person. But a stack which contains two sa'ar cannot be taken by one person. It would require two people to really take it and carry it and transport it. So for that reason too, this huge bundle would not be considered shikcha. Now what happens if there are shnei amorim, uvohem sa'asayim? There are two bundles which together make up two sa'ar. So Rabban Gamliel says, leval habayis, the owner can keep it because there are two sa'ar, and even though it's not in one big bundle, even if there are two, it's still considered a big stack, even if they are technically two separate bundles. But the Chachom say, these two bundles, lo aniyim, go to the poor people. They are considered shikcha. Because according to the Chachomim, this is no longer considered a stack, because each bundle by itself is not large enough. So it's like a normal case where two bundles are forgotten, and therefore it is shikcha. Now let's see the reasons which we just described are going to be discussed now in the Mishnah. Omer Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachomim, v'chimei rov ha'amorim, from an abundance of bundles, meaning by adding more bundles, yupi koche shebal habayis, ehura koche. Does that strengthen the position of the owner, or does it weaken his position? Meaning, the more bundles that he forgets, in general, does that make him in a stronger position to allow him to keep them, or does it make him in a weaker position that they are more likely to go to the poor people? So Omer the Chachom said back to him, of course, yupi koche. It strengthens his position. Like we saw in the previous Mishnah, the more bundles that he forgets, the less likely it is to go to the poor people. Because if he forgets two, it goes to the poor people. But if he forgets three, or according to Beis Shammai, if he forgets four, then he can keep it. So the more bundles there are, the less shikcha-like it is. Oh, so if that's the case, Omer lahem. Rabban Gamliel said to them, Umar im bizman shu omer echad uveisor sayim, if in a situation where there is just one bundle, and within that one bundle is two sa'ar, ushachacha eino shikcha, if he forgets it, it's not considered shikcha, meaning he can keep it. So then shnei amorim, two bundles, which according to the logic we just said, since there are more bundles, it should be more likely to go to the owner. So all the more so, v'hem sa'asayim, if there are two sa'ar within those two bundles, eino din shlayu shikcha, is it not all the more so kal v'chomer, that they should not be considered shikcha? Now you should note that when the Mishnah says the word din, in most cases, it means that it's making a kal v'chomer argument. That if this is true in this scenario, then all the more so should be true in another scenario. So the code word for a kal v'chomer in the Mishnah is usually the word din. Be it as it may, Omru lo, the Chachom said back to him, lo, no, you've got it all wrong. The whole reason why such a big bundle is not considered shikcha is because like it's like a stack. So now that you're splitting the stack, the entire reason falls apart. If you said the halacha with regards to one bundle, that it's not considered shikcha because it's a stack, as opposed to a bundle, then can you now extend that halacha to where there are two bundles, that they are considered like bundles and not like a stack? Of course you can't. The whole reason is that it's such a big bundle. So as soon as it's a smaller bundle, the entire reason falls apart. And that is why the Chachom said that it is considered shikcha if there are two bundles which together make up two sa'ah.